I can tell you're a makey by the cut of your hair. I can tell you're a panty by the coat that you wear. You've left your own country for breaking the law. I'll send you straight Baxter to Erringal Broad. With a big hickory stick which I held in my fist, around his gay body I made it play twist. The blood from his noddle I freely did draw. It's pretty rough times, sir, called Erringal Broad. I made for my boat which lay down at the wharf. I picked up my paddle and steered for the north. I kicked up my heels and gave a hurrah, saying farewell, boys, to Erringal Broad.
Okay.
My name is Tom Morgan. I'm just from Argyle. I've traveled this country a many a mile. I've traveled all England and Ireland and Quall. And the name that I go by is Erringal Broad. Down in the lonesome valley where the violets fade and bloom, 'tis there my sweet Floella lies moldering in her tomb. She died not broken hearted, nor of disease she fell. All in one moment parted from the one she loved so well. One night as the moon shone brightly, the stars were shining too. Deep, deep into the forest her jealous lover drew, saying, love, come let us ramble these wild woods o'er so gay. While rambling we will ponder upon our wedding day. The night grew dark and stormy, and I'm afraid to stray. Of rambling I grew weary and would retrace my way. Retrace your way, no, never, these wild woods you must roam. Long, long will be your coming to your little cottage home. Down, down she knelt before him, now pleading for her life. Deep, deep into her bosom he plunged a fatal knife. Left out of hers. Dear Edward, I forgive you, she said in dying breath. I never have deceived you, she closed her eyes in death. The banners waved above her, shrill was the bugle sound, when strangers came and found her cold, lifeless on the ground. I didn't leave out words. It is gay blood from the old yellow mare that plowed the fur for me, that plowed the fur for me. It is too red for the old yellow mare, son, come tell it unto me. It is the blood from the old yellow hound that trailed the deer for me, that trailed the deer for me. It is too red for the old yellow hound, son, come tell it unto me. It is the blood from the old brother deer that rode by the side of me, that rode by the side of me. What will you do with your three little babes? Son, come tell it unto me. I'll leave them here with mother dear for to keep her company, for to keep her company. What will you do with your pretty little wife? Son, come tell it unto me. I'll set her foot on the London ship and sail across the sea, and sail across the sea. When will you return again? Son, come tell it unto me. When the sun rises in the west and sets in the east, and I know that'll never be, and I know that'll never be. The trunk of a tree in the firelight and sang this song to us, and the kids all remembered it.
Edward.
I went down to the turnip patch, to-ri, to-ri, fod-a-linky-dido. I went down to the turnip patch, fod. I went down to the turnip patch, see if my old hen had hatched, sing to-ri today. When I got there, I told my dream, to-ri, to-ri, fod-a-linky-dido. When I got there, I told my dream, fod. When I got there, I told my dream, the eggs was hatched and chickens was weaned, sing to-ri day. We all went up to the meeting house, to-ri, to-ri, fod-a-linky-dido. We all went up to the meeting house, fod. We all went up to the meeting house to hear those darkies preach and shout, sing to-ri day. We all got drunk but took her along, to-ri, to-ri, fod-a-linky-dido. We all got drunk but took her along, fod. We all got drunk but took her along. He could walk the old jawbone thing to-ri day. The jawbone walked and the jawbone talked, to-ri, to-ri, fod-a-linky-dido. The jawbone walked and the jawbone talked, fod. Jawbone walked and the jawbone talked. Jawbone ate with a knife and fork, sing to-ri day. On the Blue Ridge Mountain, it's there I take my stand. On the Blue Ridge Mountain, it's there I take my stand. My rifle on my shoulder, my six-shooter in my hand. My boys have been all around this world. All around this world, my boys, been all around this world. All around this world, boys, been all around this world. I've been the pen, I'm going again, and it's hey, my rowdy soul, my boys, been all around this world. I have two little sisters, and a mama, she makes three. I have two little sisters, and a mama, she makes three. Are going to the gallows to see the last of me, my boys, been all around this world. All around this world, my boys, been all around this world. All around this world, my boys, been all around this world. I've been in the pen and going again, and it's hey, my rowdy soul, my boys, been all around this world. Go tell my mama tomorrow's hanging day. Go tell my mama tomorrow's hanging day. If she don't want to see me hang, tell her to stay away. My boy's been all around this world. The time draws near, my lovely Jane, that you and I must part. But little do you think of the grief and pain of my poor troubled heart. Just one sweet kiss before I go, just one before I leave. My trunk is now on Johnson's boat with all her company. She wet my cheek with falling tears. I kissed her little white hand. Just think of me, sweet Willie dear, when in some foreign land. Hush up, hush up, my lovely Jane. Hush up, don't break my heart. I hate to hear you cry. The best of lovers have to part, so why not you and I? Hush up, hush up, my lovely Jane. Go dry your weeping eyes, for I'll return to you again, unless your Willie dies. And stop it. Put the next verse when he's coming back. I saw a crowd of pretty girls come running to the ship. Sweet Jane was there with all her curls. My heart began to melt. I tried to clasp her in my arms. My mind's so full of charms, we're both so full we could not speak. Not speak. I clasped her in my arms. We walked along, both hand in hand, till we came to her father's door, where everything so neat and nice, while standing on the floor, the parson read the marriage laws, which joined us both for life. Sweet Jane is mine, without a doubt, my own beloved wife. You're welcome home, young Johnny. You're welcome home from sea. For my daughter Mary's been dreaming of thee, been dreaming of thee. What luck have you, young Johnny? Oh, very bad, says he. I've lost my ship and cargo up on the raging sea, up on the raging sea. Where is your daughter Mary? Come sit her down by me. To drown the melancholy, and married we will be, and married we will be. My daughter Mary's absent, she won't be in today. And if she was here, John, she would not let you stay, she would not let you stay. My daughter Mary's very rich, and you are very poor. And if she was here, John, she'd put you out the door, she'd put you out the door. Young Johnny, hanging down his head and feeling very bad, he asked her for a candle to light himself to bed, to light himself to bed. My beds are full of strangers and have been all this week. And for your night's lodging, young Johnny, you'll have to seek. Young Johnny, you'll have to seek. Young Johnny, looking across the room, he gazed upon them all. He drew out of his pockets both hands full of gold, both hands full of gold. The old lady seeing this, then she began to rue. My daughter Mary's here, John, she'll soon be into you, she'll soon be into you. Before I lie within your door, I lie out on the street. For when I had no money, my lodging was to seek, my lodging was to seek. But now I've money plenty, I've dollars by the score. I'll drink my beer and brandy and make the taverns roar, and make the taverns roar. Charlie the miller came courting of late the farmer's fair daughter called beautiful Kate. The glittering of money, the beauty likewise, which tickled his fancy and dazzled his eyes, which tickled his fancy and dazzled his eyes. So Charlie resolved to tell her his mind, that he would prove both loving and kind. For none but you shall be my sweet bride, for you are my darling, my own heart's delight. For you are my darling, my own heart's delight. So the wedding was ordered, the money laid down, the bountiful portion of 500 pounds. But Charlie was greedy, you may I declare, he wanted the nag that was called the gray mare. I won't have your daughter, I solemn declare, I won't have your daughter. I won't have your daughter without the gray mare. Up spoke the old man in very great speed, I thought you would have married my daughter indeed. But since it's no better, I'm glad it's no worse, I once more put my money back into my purse. For she is my daughter, I solemn declare, you shan't have my daughter. You shan't have my daughter, nor the gray mare. So Charlie the Rogue was kicked out of doors and ordered straightway for to come there no more, which caused him to pull down his long yellow hair and wish he had never, and wish he had never a salt for the mare. In about 6 weeks or something above, he chanced for to meet with Miss Katie, his love. He smiled and said, "Katie, oh, don't you know me? If I'm not mistaken, I've seen you," says she, "or a man of your likeness with long yellow hair who once came courting, who once came a-courting my father's gray mare." "That's true," says Charlie, "and failing at both, for often in pleasure we might have rode forth. But I thought your father would make no dispute, but give me his daughter and gray mare to boot, before he would lose such a beautiful son. Therefore I'm sorry. Therefore I am sorry for what I have done. As for your sorrows, I value them not. There's men enough yet in this world to be got. But I think a man would be quite in despair to lose a good wife for the sake of a mare, when the price of that old mare it isn't so great. So fare you well, Charlie. So fare you well, Charlie. Good night to you, Kate." "I am going far away, Nora darling, and leaving such an angel far behind. It would break my heart in two, which I finally gave to you, and no other one so loving, kind, and true. I would go with you, Barney darling, but the reason why I've told you off before, it would break my mother's heart if from her I had to part and go roaming with you, Barney McCoy. I am going far away, Nora darling, and the ship is now at anchor in the bay. And before tomorrow's sun..."
Okay.
"I am going far away, Nora darling, just as sure as there's a God we both adore. And remember what I say, not until the judgment day will you ever see your Barney anymore. I will go with you, Barney darling, if my mother and the rest of them can go. For I know I would be blessed in the dear land of the West, living happy with you, Barney McCoy. Then come to my arms, Nora darling, bid your friends in dear old Ireland goodbye, and before tomorrow's sun you will hear the signal gun, so be ready, it will carry us away.